Rabbi, today we start Siman Kuf Yud Daled. I had thought about preparing Chazara sheet for Kuf Yud Beis and Kuf Yud Gimel, so I'm still thinking about it. It's a good idea for me and for you, so we'll still get to it, maybe together with Kuf Yud Daled. Siman Kuf Yud Daled is a not often learned Siman, whereas Kuf Yud Beis and Kuf Yud Gimel, Bishul Akum and Afiyas Akum, is very often learned. Those who are learning Yeridaya, especially in the initial simonim, where a person wants to learn the shorter simon, but Kuf Yud Daled is not only not learned, but not well known. Everybody heard of Bishul Akum and Afiyas Akum and Cholav Akum and Yayin Akum, but the Isser of Shechar Akum is not well known. Although the first sifim and this simon do talk about it. And the Isser of Shechar Akum is not a blanket Isser like Bishul Akum. It's an Isser only under certain circumstances. Nevertheless, it's a Siman of Shulchan Aruch, a few Sifim of Shulchan Aruch, and it needs to be known.
We're talking about beer,
and then we're going to talk about whiskey. It's interesting, the Aruch HaShulchan says they don't talk much about whiskey because whiskey is a cheap drink that everyone drinks all the time anyway. And has no chashivas. So he's coming from Litter, you understand. Now, the Isser of Shechar Akum is not mentioned anywhere in Mishnayis. It's mentioned in Gemara. If you look at the first Be'er HaGoyle, even before we start the Siman, the first Be'er HaGoyle says, Memra Da'amayroi. Very unusual expression. Usually he says that the Amayr who said it. It says, Memra Dame Roy Avaydis Kovim Daf Lamed Aleph V'Korev Yitzchak. V'Kosu Taisvis, the Isser Shechar Loi Metzinu Loi B'Mishnah V'Loi B'Braisa. The Isser Shechar Akum is not found in any Mishnah or any Braisa. V'Shema V'Mei Amei Roy Masruhu. And perhaps it's a later Isser that first started in the time of the Amei Roy. What's fascinating is the Aruch HaShulchan here. The Aruch HaShulchan says that the Mishnayis, the Braisa, is the period of the Tanoim, was in Eretz Yisrael. Until Rav and Shmuel moved to Bavel, the Iker Torah for seven generations, from Hillel to Rebbe, the Iker Torah was Teres Eretz Yisrael, and the Mishnayis, which are in Lashon Kodesh, not in Aramaic, were written in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara was written in Bavel and is in Aramish. It's not in Lashon Kodesh. The Aruch HaShulchan says that in Eretz Yisrael, where wine was common, ma'asu b'shechar. They held shechar to be a mius, a not significant drink. They didn't consider it to be a chash of a drink. If you ever drink the Israeli beers, you know why. But he says ma'asu, and he brings a number of rayas from Gemara. He brings, as a matter of fact, three rayas from Masechtas Pesachim. One of which we coincidentally are up to in the in my Shabbos Pesachim Shir. We're up to the first Mishnah Elu Ivrim. It says the following things are chametz, and it says Shechar Hamodai. What does it say? Shechar? It says beer. It says Shechar Hamodai. Shechar that comes from Modai. The Aruch HaShulchan says because Shechar of Eretz Yisrael was not common, was not chashuv. Another raya he brings from Daf Kuf Zayin in Psachim, where the Gemara says that Shechar is not Chamar Medina. It's not Chamar Medina, it's not a chush of a drink. And then the Gemara says, I think about Rav, that by him, he came to a city and there was no wine, they brought him beer, and he said, Shema Mina, that Chamar Medina, who in this place, it is Chamar Medina, and he made Havdalah on it. So it seems that in Eretz Yisrael it was not Chamar Medina. When Rab moved to Bavel, he said, "Wow, Shema Minah, it's a chash of a drink." And the third raya is from a Gemara Pesachim Peches, a similar Gemara Ula Ikloi LeBavel. Ula visited Bavel, and they gave him Shechar, and he said, "Wow, look at this! They drink Shechar here." So the Aruch HaShulchan says that in Eretz Yisrael, Shechar was not a chash of a drink. They didn't ask him Mishum Chasnus. Like we wouldn't ask a Coca-Cola, Mishum Chastas. There's no chashivas to people who sit and drink Coke together. But beer when they moved to Bavel, they saw it is a chashuv drink in Bavel, and therefore they answered in the under the conditions that we are going to learn here in Sif Aleph.
If you have a memorat d'amoraim like here, or sometimes in the Gemara bring down sadoraim, even later sources, does that mean?
It's Gzeirah D'Rabbanan, so all Gzeirah D'Rabbanan are not from Sinai. It's Gzeirah that was made as a siyog, and Sinai were given permission to make siyogas, right? But it was a siyog that was made in the time of Amoraim. As a matter of fact, there are some Gemaras that even refer to certain Gzeirahs as Amoraim. For example, there was a Takana of Shavuos Heses, Takana of Nachman. From Rav Nachman and on, they made a takana Shavuos Heses that, but they didn't institute the Shavuos beyond the earlier Shavuos. So it's called the Shavuos Heses from the time of Rav Nachman. So there are certain things that started at later generations. The Amoraim certainly had the authority to do it. Now Rabbanan Savroi did not make any new gezeiros. Rabbanan Savroi were after the Amoraim,
before the
Gaonim, and the Rabbanan Savroi. Put pieces of Gemara. There are pieces of Gemara that are not from the Amoraim. Tosis mentions it in a couple of places. For example, the beginning of Psachim, the whole Gemara about Or Lila is called Or Larbasar. So it says that did not come from the Amoraim. That came from the Rabbanan Savroi. Lashaynais, also in the beginning of Kedushin, the Lashon Lekicha, it talks about Lashaynais. It comes, the Ramban says that on Gimel Amin Aleph, he says, oh, from here it starts the Amoraim. Till here was the Rabbanan Savroi. Okay. But Rabbanan Savroi Gemaris, you can recognize, is never a Bal Memra. There's no so and so said. And it's never a Halacha. It's always Savroi. There was no Masber. There are Masber things, and that's the Rabbanan Savroi. At any rate, getting back to here, so we're going to learn today about this new Isser of Sheikhar, which is mentioned in the Gemara, just not in the Mishnayos, and we're going to learn the Halachas. Now there's one other Hagdama. The Mishnayim argue as to whether the Isser we're about to learn, Sheikhar Akum, is the Isser Gomor or a Minig Yisrael. There's not much of a difference. A Minig Yisrael is brought in the Gemara is the same, but it's a Machlekes the Rashba and the other Rishayim. And it turns on one letter difference in a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Rashba has a girsa there, Mibneima Omru Sheikhar Akum Aser. Mibneima Omru, why do people say that Sheikhar Akum is Aser? And it gives a reason. So the Rashba learns that it's a Minig Yisrael, has no Makar Mishnah, it's not a Gezeira, but it's a Minig Yisrael, which is a Minig Yisrael that counts. When you look at the Gemara in front of us, it does say Mnei Ma'omru. It says Mnei Ma'osru, which is different than Mnei Ma'omru. Mnei Ma'osru Sheikh Harakum, which is that it is a bona fide Gezeira, and that's what we follow here in Halacha. I noticed that the Aruch HaShulchan, it's Katan Yud Aleph, and the Aruch HaShulchan in a Machlaikis uses the Rashba as a tziruf to be more meikel because it's not, he calls it not an Issa Gomer. Okay, be that as it may, this is all, I guess, a little bit of an excuse as to why maybe it's not so well known. So let's learn Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph is the Gezeira of Sheikhar Akum. It's not an Issa Cheftza, like Bishul Akum, where the food becomes treif, or chalav akum, or yayin akum, where the milk becomes treif midrabanan, or treif yayin. But it's an iser under certain circumstances, okay? They only ask in beer, drinking beer, when you drink it with goyim, I shouldn't say only with goyim, but only at the place of the goy, like in a bar, or in a non-Jew's home. If you visit his home and he serves you beer, it's also to drink. Let's see it inside. Kol sheicha shalai b'kechavim. All beer of goyim. Echad sheicha shal tmarim. Oy shal te'enim. Oy shal sa'irim. Oy shal tvua. Oy shal devash. So apparently there was a wide variety of beer. The most common beer in Shas is Shecha Tamarim, date beer, which they have today in Eretz Yisrael. It's the most awful thing I ever tasted. And beer of barley, which is the common beer we have today. Most of our beer today is made from barley, or shotfua, from other types of wheat, or shaldavash. Also, mishum chasnus. That beer is also for the same reason we had all along. Mishum chasnus, we had it by Bishol and Afia. However, so it sounds like if the Gid brings his own beer to the party, that will be okay. That's what it seems. The Einai Osir Ella Bemake Mechirasai. It's only Osir in the bar, the place where they sell it. Avol Mhevi Shecha Lebesai. But if you go to the store and you bring wine, a beer to your house, or to Shalom Zachar, Shiseo Shan, Mutter. Sheikir HaGezeira Shema Yisayt Etzlai. The Gezeira is you shouldn't come to eat meals with him. And therefore, it's also to drink with a guy, in the place of a guy. Now, it's a little of a contradiction. It says it's also only where they sell it, and it's mutter in your house. Not clear, what about if it's not your house, and it's not where they sell it. If it's in a place in between. They sell it in one place, and you go out to the park, and you sit on a bench in the park and drink it. What? So in a company holiday party, it's certainly usher. It seems to be that where they're giving out the beer, where they're selling it or giving it for free is no difference. To drink with goyim, to drink beer at a holiday party by goyim, so that's usher. That's what they ask.
Most of the drinkers are
yidden? No, there's no hat. Even if all the drinkers are yidden, there's one guy. Yeah. To drink at a pub is usher. That's beferish here. The makom mechiras is aser. It's interesting, the rabbi says even if you drink it alone. Yeah. If you drink it alone, the Shulchan Aruch leaves that out. I'm not sure. I didn't see any Paiskim should mention it. But
why do you say the beer is aser? You say going into the bar is aser.
You're allowed to go in. There's no issue going in. You're allowed to go in, buy the beer, and take it home. That's mutter. It's only aser to drink it there.
And drinking milk there with pineapple juice there?
So we'll have to see. Right now all we see is that beer is aser. It seems pineapple juice is mutter. So let's see. It sounds like it's mutter, yeah. Now hold on, let's finish. We're just starting. So I'm right that this is a chiddush to most people, obviously. Now selling it, they're giving it out for free, but still awesome. What difference do they sell it or they give it to you for free? I don't think there's a difference. Right? It's a place where the guy gives the beer. Avo, im hevi ashechar lebeisai, v'sheseo shamutter. And one more kula. You sit down to drink in the manner that people sit down to drink. Mutter. But you're not sitting down to drink, you're just passing through. You're traveling, you stop at a rest stop, or you visit, you're dropping something off at the guy's house, and he gives you a drink. That's also a second heter. That's mutter. If you stay, I guess this means you sleep over in a motel or in a guy's house. He gives you a room to sleep. Choshev kebeisai, where you're staying is your house. Umutter l'shleach. It's also mutter. Umutter b'shleach beer liknei shechem b'evikachavim. You're allowed to send somebody to buy beer. So the isra beer is limited to cases where you're drinking the beer in a guy's place, and b'derech kviya k'derech shtia, in a place where it's a derech to drink. So it would seem that this would ask a drinking beer in a bar, or drinking beer at a ball game, or drinking beer at a party. So this is the iser of Sheikh. We're talking when the beer is kosher. You know the beer is kosher. It's also mishum chasnus, and therefore there's a limitation on the drinking of beer. So far, we only talked about beer. Now, the Ramah does have something of a kula. Ramah says yesh matirim b'shech shal devash utvua. sub-permit certain types of beer. Beer made out of honey, or made out of wheat. The all important question, does this include barley? Our beer? So the Gra Gimel says, not the Gra, Shach Gimel, Kol Min Tavua Bechita Min Sayrim. So here you have a shita that's matir our beer. He says, so here we have a Ramaz Kula, that the beer that we have today, the barley beer, made from barley, is mutter. However, look at Groches. The Groches brings this Kula, the Ramah, the Tvua, okay, Kosa Mardachai B'Shem Rav Yah, B'Shem Sefer HaYashar, Kosa B'Shem Sefer HaShadaitai, Dein Asa Elaka and Shecha Shalahem Shaya Shaltamarim. That alum this here is important. So the Shita holds that also was only what they had in the time of the Gezerah, which was beer of dates. Aval Kala Paiskim Chelkan Alzeh. But he says the other Paiskim don't agree with this Ramah's Kula. We'll see Yain Tepuchin in a minute. Yain Tepuchin is apple cider. Maybe that's made into an alcoholic apple cider beverage. So Ramos, see, the Rambam says it's mutter because it's not matzli. If I say if it's matzli, it's awesome. The Gra first of all is being machmir on our beer, like the mechaber. I believe all the achrayim follow the Gra and the mechaber. Plus, he's explaining an important lumdis to the machlaikas. He's saying that the Mordechai holds what they asserted at that time is asser and nothing else. They asserted the beer of Tamarim and Tainim, that's asser, nothing else. However, the Gra says, the first Shita holds, which he holds as Dika Lahalacha, is that they asserted drinks. Now, we have to see how far drinks goes, but they asserted drinks together with a guy. And what, even if in their day there was no beer made from barley, if today beer is made from barley, then the Isser kicks in again, which obviously would be a nafkamina not only for beer. We're going to have to talk about schnapps in a minute and see how that works out. Oh, we'll see. The Pesachei Tshuva and the Arab friend talk about whether coffee in a coffee shop is included.
Yeah, you can't just sit and buy that at a ball game, but if you bring it to your seat, isn't that your you purchased that seat?
Well, if you go to a party,
if you buy it, you buy it from the vendor.
Okay, you're saying is when you go to your seat, it's like you brought it to your home. You brought it to your seat that you you bought.
I don't know.
And when you go to a bar, you also get a seat. They can move you out of that seat to a different seat. Okay. Well, if you get a box, then it's your own room. Okay. See my chef, they can serve beer. Yeah. Hot beer. It seems that they argue, yes. And that's at least the way it sounds from the Bi'ur Gra, that's the chiddush of this Mardechai B'Shem Rav Yah. It's one of Bali Taisus. So he's quoting.
Perhaps the Rambam thought that this beer doesn't lead to chasmus. Is that possible? The beer that he's excluding.
See, if we would say that, we could say that this beer is so cheap that it doesn't meet the chassid. But the Gra's not saying that. The Gra's saying because they only answered at their time tomorrow. So today, it's still mutter.
Isn't that the only reason people go to bars?
I'm not familiar. You want to stand up and tell everyone why people go to bars? I'm willing to listen. Yeah. If you have a hotel room, you take it into your room. It's okay. You don't rent a bar. He's saying, "Im nichnas beis evik echav mishasa derech arai ba'kroi mutter." I don't know if you're stopping to take a quick drink. Mishalom beis evik echav im chashu kebeisa. I assume means the place that you're renting rather than the whole building. I assume. All right, so this is the makar of the Isser, and there are a number of points that that need to be made. The first thing is, I had the handout I passed around. It has a Chochmas Sodom on top and a Tshuva Nigus Maish on the bottom. I gave you copies of it because these are halachis that we're learning today that are not only not well known but not often discussed. Excuse me for a minute. Before you read the Chochmas Sodom, just I wanted to look at Siv Gimel for a moment. Because Siv Gimel comes back to the question of what did they answer. Siv Gimel is the Rambam that the Gro referred to, quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Yayin tapuchin v'yayin rimoinim. So again, it's some type of alcoholic of this kind. I have more copies of the Shulchan. Sorry,
guess not.
No, it's not. Sorry, you have to look on. The Siv Gimel is yayin tapuchin yayin rimoinim, wine made out of apples or pomegranates. Says that this one, these other products are mutter because it's not mutzah. It's not common. The Akshokhan says it's expensive. So the question is, what are we to take from this? Why does the Mechaber say all other drinks are not in the Gezeira? You just say all other drinks are not included in the Gezeira. It's funny, he doesn't say that. He says these drinks are not included in the Gezeira because they're not common. So the Gra is making a deal from there that if they are common, if you would have drinks that are common, that they would be included in the Isser. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, as I told you before, schnapps is a cheap drink that people just drink here and there. It's not choshev. He says, except three types of drinks, schnapps. So three types of schnapps are choshev. One, he says, rum, reish aleph mem. I assume that's rum. And the other one, he says, I think, pei aleph reish tes reish, porter. Porter is a type of wine, so I don't know what he means. And cognac. What? Doesn't porter just mean alcohol is added?
Port is a type of wine from Portugal. Porter is a type of beer.
Type of beer, okay. So I don't know what he means. He says, is it made from barley?
Yeah.
I said, I don't know what the Rosh is referring to. He says, all schnapps is not choshev, there's no chasnus. However, rum, porter, and cognac, he says, those are choshev. But since they're so expensive, they're not motzui, and they're not aser. Like yayin tapuchin. Sounds like if he had a schnapps that was moderately expensive, enough to be choshev, and to be common, that would be included in the gezeira. That's what it sounds like. From the words of the Aruch HaShulchan, that schnapps would be included in the Gezeira. We'll read to you to Matti Edison in a minute, who discusses this as well. That's an important question. Generally, we tell people, if you go to a party, you can go to a party, but don't drink alcoholic drinks. Now, that includes schnapps, that's the issue. So I made a copy of the Chochmas Sodom first. Now, Teslav Tezayin have to do with the Sif Dalet. I just wanted to look at your Dalet for a moment. We're looking for Howie Paskins, which drinks are included. So, Shecha Shal Akum, Bein Shal Tvua, Bein Shal Te'enim, Oy Shal Dvash. So he's saying, not like the Rambam, he's saying even Tvua, Shekar Med, the honey wine was called Med. Avagav De'en Bezeh Issa Mishum Bishulam, even though there's no Issa Bishal Akum, we'll have to see why in a few minutes. Vafilu Bishal Tvua, even made out of tefuah, why is there no bishul akum? Shari ein kan ela hamayim, v'loy hatefuah. He says beer is considered water that's flavored. It's not considered wheat. Haraya, shemavarchel of shahakol, v'loy b'rinem is zaynais. You see that on beer you don't make a mezaynis, you make shahakol. Why? Must be because it's a type of water. It's a flavored water rather than a type of wheat. Hard to understand that. Nevertheless, it's also to drink. So he's including beer shel tvua. Let's go through it. It's only also where they sell it. And when you're sitting down to drink in the guy's place, but if you bring it home, it's mutter. He's thirsty, like I said, like on the road, and he stops off in a place to get a drink. a shalom bebeis guy, or he's sleeping in the guy's house, mutzal ishtais, then it's muta. Bein l'shleach l'ktais b'mokim acher, you can send out for beer. Bein sheshoise b'shalach sanya, and even if the hotel provides beer, muta. Va'af shebizman hazeh noyagin lohak l'ishtais sheikh ha'shol tevua bebeis guy, bein l'mchais b'yadam, this is the Ramah. So the minig is to be mekel by drinking the tevua even in a guy's place. Vein limchais ki yesh makilim avoroi l'chol ba'nefesh l'harchik mizeh. But it's appropriate to be marchik from drinking the beer. So that's his psak about beer. Now he says l'chol zeh b'sheikh ha'shamotzi. That's all by beer that's common. So what he seems to be saying is this. According to the Ramah, that they asked it only shal tamarim and shal teinim. So it has nothing to do with Mati. It has to do, why did they ask her? They only asked it beer from dates and figs. So we're good today. We don't drink that type of stuff anyway. So you can be mekel. But about nefesh, she said, should be machmir even on wheat beer. So that shita, choza b'shech ha-shamotzi, aviyayin tepuch ha-mishapeiro is mutter, the dove shamotzi loy gozru, the chen coffee, the chocolate, mutter lishtais b'beis ha-goy. He says that you're allowed to drink in a coffee shop. You're allowed to sit out to drink a coffee. Not clear from his language why he's saying it's mutter. It's because it's not motzli. Then it could change. But he's saying it's mutter. He doesn't explain. What? Yeah, but then Balnefesh, he said on that heter, he said Balnefesh Yarchik Hasatzmai. Yain Tapuchim is also not Sheikhar. It's alcoholics. Maybe he's alcoholic. Okay, so let's leave it at that for a moment. Akba, and they say, no rabbis man, I say, kamal kukulim ba mizah, no befrat lishtais kofi, em cholov, shu isa gomer, mulvach, ay day zechas, shom ba mi deiz nos, ki yadua, I guess it depends where you're drinking it. Okay, kol ha shabai reach teira, yarchik mizah, meluch nes lebatayim, lishtais eza mashka shiyah. It's time vahachmir, to be marchik. Lishtais eza mashke sheyia. If you think these things don't happen, they happen. You know, there are office romances, even layolenu, by people that should be firm enough to know better. And okay, at least the alcoholic drinks. At the very least, it's koshesh reyach tayer yarchik mizeh. I once told somebody he had a shiloh with Shabbos. He came to my house. He said, Mishnah Berurah says yirei shemayim yachmir. He said, oh, good. I'm not Yerei Shemayim. He said, I'm Yerei Shemayim, I'm good. So, kol yebish yesh bei reyach tayo yarchik mizeh. I hope you include yourself in that.
Mashka's only alcoholic, or
compared to the he's saying even on coffee and chocolate. So he's drinking with Goyim. That's what he's
saying. Better choice to have the coffee in the coffee house where there are Goyim, or to have it outside where you're drinking it.
Well, he's saying that the Baal Nefesh should not drink it there. That's what he's saying. Yeah, whether it applies in a coffee house and you go and drink it in your own little cubicle, I'm not sure. I'm not sure that that's what he means. He means socializing over coffee.
So if you have the alcohol beverage, right? I'm not sure that in France, normally, famous apple cider, apple wine.
Yeah.
Kosher.
Well, he says, this is not matzui, it's not in the Gezeira. Well, there it's matzui. So that's a tricky thing. It sounds like from the Gra, it sounds like the shita, the heels, is dekala locha, holds that it depends if it's matzui, even if it wasn't included in the Gezeira. That's what he sounds. And this whole sif turns on this question. If it's only Sheikha Tamara Mateinim, like the Ramah, so it's not a Gebiz Manazan. Who drinks Sheikha Tamara Mateinim? If you hold it includes beer, then it's Mordegeya. If you hold the inclusion of beer is any drink that's matzoi, then it's very negeya. Then it's any drink on which a person socializes, at least alcoholic drinks on which people socialize, would be included. So there's a big spread between the shitas here as to how far it goes.
Is it a kosher restaurant?
Is it a kosher restaurant? You mean a base guy? A restaurant which is a guy, which owned by a guy?
No.
Owned by a yid, this is what's a shiloh. This is the base Israel, there's no. This is only the base Akum. This is not the base, right? The Gra holds that everything's aser. The Ramah, yeah. Ramah says the minig is, and he Chachmas Adam says that's the minig. He says Bal Nefesh Yachik, but he agrees that the minig is to be mekel. What? But they Chassus is there, but they only ask it what they ask it. What they ask it is awesome. What they didn't ask is not awesome. It's not.
Isn't Chassus somebody you can attribute the maker of the beer? He makes it and he sells it to you. Today, the beer is
not,
the base grocery. Yeah, you have no association with the beer.
So I don't think in the case of beer, the isser is the isser is the seller, not the manufacturer. You see, when they ask, because when the isser of Bishol has to do with who makes it. The isser of Shechar, the way it says, has to do with who sells it, not who makes it, not who produces it. They didn't ask for it at the time of production.
You
mean Jewish? Could be kosher.
Jewish beer.
It sounds, you read the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like even if it's made by Jews, if the guy is selling it, you're not allowed to drink it. Because cooking is manufacture, and Shechar. It's just like Yayin. Yayin has nothing to do with who made the wine. It has to do with who sold it.
Had it been a Jewish made beer, it would not have been Asr?
It would have been Asr.
It would have been Asr.
If you go into a guy's bar and you buy. It means it doesn't say Shechar that a guy made. It's Shechar that you're getting. If you go into a Jewish bar, then it's Mutter.
It's still Shechar Shalakim.
No, then it's Shechar Shalakim.
A Jewish beer and kosher by a guy.
And a guy should be by a Jew is Shechar Shalakim. So, that's.
The guy owns the restaurant of the wedding hall, so how would that work?
How would it work if a guy owns the restaurant or the wedding hall? A wedding hall is a little different. You're renting the hall. The restaurant, you're right. It would seem to be problematic. Mm-hmm. Unless, like someone said before, you're renting the seat at the stadium, you're renting the table. And it sounds like it should be a problem. That's what it sounds like. Now let's look at the Matiyainis, because he talks about this topic.
I recall with the restaurant being told it wasn't a Jewish restaurant, and I'm a Jew and sitting with a guy in a Jewish restaurant, I remember being told it was incorrect to drink
The advice that's given is not to drink alcoholic beverages with Goyim, Mishum Chasnus.
So it wasn't strict halacha, it was just...
Well, because it's unclear what the geder is according to the Ramah. You see, the Matiyanis, look at him, he's also Masupik. I hope the letters are big enough for you to read. Back to the Shulchan Aruch page. What you're referring to is the Gris Moshe Taka. For a different reason, but we'll see in a second. The Matiyanis, Oishot Vash Osu Mishum Chasos, Yesh Lo Hakshos. Hey, didn't there Makoyre Barash, Kamash Kosab is Yosef? The Svira lay in the Rosh holds, Hodokabrashas, Shechel Kachavim, who had did Sharmashkin Bechlawak Zera. He's bringing, at least in his Kasha, that the Rosh doesn't hold its only beer, it's all Mashkim, all Choshim and Mashkim, I guess, Bechlawak Zera. King Ledea Zu, Afyayin remind him, Vyayin Tapucha, Hoya Bechlawak Zera. So according to the Rosh, even Yai Tapuchim should be in the Gezerah. Here, because of Makabel, Chabotz of Gimel, Yai remind him of Tapuchim, but Lush Taisi, Bechom Akim. A Masha Shein Les, a Rak Mishum Shum Tzinu Bishas Shechar. And he seems that the Isser is limited to Shechar that says in Shulchan Aruch. So the Matthias in his question holds that according to the Rosh, all drinks, or maybe all Chashava drinks, should be Asr. See, he answers it. He answers the question. He says, "Nira feed the Isa Shabdaf Lamed Aleph." I think it should be Maitama Osru. In my print, it's Mem Mem. I think it's Mem Tes. Maitama Osru Shechar Oyve Kechavim. Again, Osru Shechar Oyve Kechavim. Rami Bar Chama Omar Mishum Chasnus. Ram Chas says because of Chasnus. Rav Nachman Omar Mishum Giloy. Ah. So we're bringing the reason of Chasnus. There's a Madiyam, Mishum Giloy. Uparu, Giloy means that it was left open and we're afraid a snake deposited his venom there. Uparu, Giloy Demai. What are the cases of Giloy? Mishan, Leitzri Chabasra Dematzli Maya. In places where the water is clear and that affects the Gzera of Giloy. Vimke Pashit, the Bisham Ashkim. The less boomishum gilui mutter. So from Rav Nachman, we can learn to Rabbi Bar Chama. Since Rav Nachman asked mishum gilui, so Rabbi Bar Chama also only meant those types of drinks. Okay, Yishlamid after Rosh Virle, Shechor Lav Dafka, with his Shar Mashkin. Even though it includes other drinks, so he's saying that those drinks that snakes like, we have to make a list, those are aser, and others not. After an like kaimalon, we don't hold like Rav Nachman. Rak mitab chasnus, makabakim, it look over a shas ika beinayu. Gemara doesn't say a difference between them and other drinks. Akeli yindina, leifligi rak betama demil. So they argue for the reason. But they all agree on which drinks. Okay, kibit lamad yabi shum gilo leinesi atuich ayrimayinim. Kibit lamad yabi shum chasnus, dabi leyeser, etam shum dabi shenim matzi, veleigazu klal uklal. So according to this Mati Yaitasin, it includes other drinks, but only such drinks that are also mishum gilui. These surim of gilui are going to be in, even though today we're not known to be machmer in gilui, and I think of Tezayin, his name of the simon is Devarim HaAsurim Mishum Gilui, and we're going to have over there the rules of things that are also mishum gilui, and I guess it's the things that snakes tend to go to. Do snakes like schnapps?
Yeah, but all the bottles in the bar are sealed.
Yeah, but that's not the point. The point is that they made a blanket Isser because of this Isser of Gilui Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman, Al Chasnus. I think that's the point. So at any rate, the point I'm making to you is that it seems to be unclear, according to Ramah, it's clear, but according to the Mechaber and the Gra, which drinks are included in this Isser of drinking with Gayim. And the Hashulchan seems to hold that schnapps is included. At least all alcoholic drinks are included in the Yisuf.
There's a new restaurant
that's the advertisement. Everyone sits together. But you want to go out with your wife, you're not interested in sitting with other people. Progressive. Okay. That would make it worse. Yeah. We have to hope it's not Matzliach. I mean, it's people don't realize that. All right. Let's let me ask you a question. Let's go turn to the Igros Maisha. Yes. I hate to say it, but it happens, unfortunately. Now, I do want to tell you that although in the earlier Makairis they don't mention other drinks, in the later Makairis, including Rabbi Yaakov Emden, that I'll show you in a minute, Rabbi Yaakov Emden holds that even coffee is aser to drink in a coffee shop, at least with Gayim. So that it seems that the generations go on, they take on the Das HaOisrim more and more. Now look at this Chiddush in the Igros Maisha. And this is really the only paragraph. The additional paragraphs in the Simon refer to other topics. A bidvar. Can we read the next word? Banquet lekavonas asifas k'safim. Now I was reading the title. They want to make a banquet for a dvar mitzvah mutal kavod nachri. If the guest of honor could be a guy, a bidvar parlor meeting bebeis nachri le dvar mitzvah. Okay, he starts by talking about the parlor meeting. So you have here a non-Jew that's willing to make a parlor meeting for the benefit of whatever it might be. And Mr. Trump, you know, is willing to make a parlor meeting for the benefit of a Jewish organization. So what's the din? So listen to our Moshe's. Now what would you say, having learned this sif? Say, okay, just no beer. No beer. You want to be machmir schnapps? Okay, no beer, no schnapps. What else? What else could be wrong? So listen to our Moshe writes. B'dvar lasa is parla meeting b'beis nachrim. Aflu tzarech mitzvah. Nira sha'asar. Mishum she'ika isur lasa is mishtois b'beis nachrim. V'afelech l'sham devarim amutarim. V'lishtai shechar v'yayin sraful mashkin amutarim. To make a party in a guy's home that invites Jews, that's asur, even if what they serve and the drinks are all kosher. Shari Osru Bishfil Zeh Lishtai Shecha Bebeis Yishol Nachri Apolei Asiyas Mishtuk Shushtiyas Kavah. They asked even drinking beer without a party. Knisa Bavai Dezara Daf Lamed Aleph Mizera Dechasnos Shloyagol Asiyas Mishtoi Seitzalakum. What's the reason for the Gezera? You should not come to make parties by Goyim. Vitein Edo Bebitai, and you get to know his daughter. Kedvish Rashi Shom Yusakim Shol Nachri Adekuf Yudal Tzev Aleph. Vafilu lahamekilim b'sheich shol dvash utvua shevi rama shom. Even like to Rama, we say to Rama, we have no problem today. So according to Rama, it's only fig and date beer. Who had b'yayin sraf? He says according to this sheet, certainly schnapps is muta. Shul b'tam shel detu mashloya motzi b'mei agamara v'loy nigzaraz. Because according to the Rama, whatever drinks didn't exist in the time of the Gemara. Gahad yai tapuchim yai remind him lay asminan. Ashnasu mitzvian. Mitzvian. Even when they become matzi today. Shulchen gam shecha de dvashutvu vi yain sraf. Shlo yamotzi oz. Mutarim afato shem mitzvian. According to Ramah, it's mutter. So now we should have no problem. So if there knows after Moshe, makamaka. Hurak hagzeira shabishvil asiyas mishtois lay asr. Avla mishtois gamle de tu asr. Listen to the chab. He says, Chazal asked drinking beer, whichever beer they asked. You shouldn't come to go to parties at the Beis HaAkum. The party itself, that's also bad, Sam. The Gezeirus makes you go to parties. But a party at the Beis HaAkum, that's bad, Sam, also. Kimishu Dover Issel, Hashem, Mahatir, Afil, Tzarech Mitzvah. Ramesh is saying here, very big chiddush, that they asked these beers, whichever, even one or two beers, they asked it, you shouldn't come to have mishtois, you shouldn't have parties in a guy's home. So certainly the etzem party is aser. V'loy dami zelam anachri atzvay oisem mishnalei zeh simcha shalai umaz min ezi Yehudi. It's not similar to a guy who makes a private party and he invites a yid. Shem lo yachol ishtamute rishay leilech v'gam lishtais v'ashkem l'tar mishum eva. And we have to learn the shach. The shach is going to be matam mishum eva in certain case. The case is where the guy is making the party. Vashtia nechshem emela aray. Avala parla meeting. Hari yosem mekavona ha-yehudim b'es anoch rishazeh in lahatir. Moshe ol-tososim mikredim. So Moshe is saying a chiddush. He's saying that mishtois of a guy, even without the mashkin, that's also, that's certainly also. They ask that these things ought to having being in a Gaisha party. So certainly the Gaisha party by itself is also.
Is that the first Gemara that
they talk
for asking
the mashkin? So you have to look at the Gemara. The Gemara says Mishum Chasnus, but what is the Lashon Shulchan Aruch? The Jews get blamed for going. They have to read all the reasons why that party was worse. It was a party to celebrate the Korban. It was a little different. Right, celebrate the 70 years of the Korban. I don't think it's a raya. But at any rate, this is Rabbi Shas Chiddush. It comes to Mishum Chastas. What does Mishum Chastas mean? It becomes because the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is Ika Gzeira Shema Yisaid Etzloi. The Gzeira Shema Yisaid Etzloi. Yisaid means Suda. You need a Suda with him. He made a Gzeira Shema Yisaid Etzloi, so the Suda certainly is awesome.
So it doesn't matter
what the thing that's left hanging here in Ramesha is, does he mean that they asked meals that have alcoholic beverages? Or does he mean you want to have breakfast? You want to have a bagel and cream cheese with a guy that's also aser? It sounds like Ramesh is asering. He doesn't give the eitzah to have a parlor meeting without beer and schnapps. He doesn't give that eitzah. It sounds like Ramesh is learning that this is aser out having a participating in a suda shel gai. That's what appears to be the
is.
So busy meeting, you have the heter of the shach beis, of the eva heter, which could be mutter. You mean a business meeting, it's not really a vehicle or party. It's a business meeting, they have it over food because it seems to work better. So maybe. For tzedakah, you should know it's not a business meeting. Yeah, but here it's a little different. When you're arranging it, you're arranging it. When the guy makes the business meeting, so you can have the reason of eva. That's what Ramosha writes. We'll see the shach. What? That's a suda shel goy shem yisrei. Could be like Chaim said before, when you're sort of renting a table, maybe that's the reason that it's okay. You know, Rav Moshe says this is shem yisrei etzlai. To say the iser includes. Rav Moshe seems to say it includes even when there's no alcoholic drink served. That's what it seems. What? Shofar should be the same thing. So the heter is b'shomeiva. That's where Rav Moshe brings it to the end. Look in Shach Beis. The Rambam's lashon, and this all comes from the Rambam. He's the one mentioning Yain Tapulchim. Is even to drink it yourself in a base in the bar is awesome. Seems to be a problem. I believe it's his lash.
You don't need the simon altogether, right? Because he's more general in nature. He's not serving more general.
According to Rav Moshe, it should have said, don't eat with him, and don't drink beer in the pub. I hear. The complaint's a good complaint. According to Rav Moshe, it's missing the ikar and it brings the tafel. Yeah. What? Yeah, that's what comes out. The ikar is. This is what Rav Moshe writes. I was invited to Mr. Trump's Hanukkah party. He's making a Hanukkah party December 11th. So because I was kind enough to speak at the previous, I got an invitation to his Hanukkah party on December 11th. So you're allowed to go there. I don't know who the Hechsher is. What? There's no Ava if I don't go. He's not gonna lose any sleep. No, but don't worry, people are going. It's not a problem. I think there are 400 guests at the Hanukkah party. What? If it's Ava, you mean if you're the prime minister? Yeah, okay. There's Ava. Now Mishnah Berurah says, where it says in Shulchan Aruch, the person should mishtadl to see a melech. You should even be mevatel Torah to see a melech. It says only once. You saw it once, it's good enough. But then it says, if the second time he comes with a bigger army and more covid, then you should go the second time. Only you see kvayde shel melech. I assume in the White House, it's bigger covid than it is. Than it is when he walks into a ballroom in a New York hotel. But he walks around with his nose higher than any king. What? I would think that most it's a suda that has drinks. You know, if you want to limit Rav Moshe's chiddush, the suda has drinks. But it's funny, why is he giving eitzah not to serve drinks unless it's unheard of? You're going to tell a guy to make a parlor meeting and limit him that he can't serve alcohol. However, let's look at the Pesachei Tshuva and the Yad Ephraim. Let's see the Yad Ephraim first. Oh no, I want to see Shach Beis first. Let's say I want to finish the Sif. Let's see. Sif Beis. Muta l'shloyach bi'ir, afam avikav me'achsanoi, shaloi noisanoi, shaysa, umishum eva. It's also a heter. If the guy is your landlord, your achsanoi, and he gives you to drink, mishum eva can cause the taisus of mevi'a beis yaisif. Now it's muta to do it mishum eva. The Taz, in the beginning of Kufnun Beis, asks, what kind of heter is a heter of Eva when you're talking about Issachasnus? The whole purpose of the Gezer was to make Eva. The whole purpose of the Gezer was to make a separation between you and a guy. So what kind of thing is that? So the understanding, and it's links in Ramesh's words, is that when you're drinking it, Mishum Eva, it's a different feeling. It's like drinking at Arai. You don't really want to drink there. You're stuck. You have to drink Mishum Eva. So that's like a Shtiyah Sarai. It's not a Chashav Shtiyah. And the Shach is Muta Eva. Eva doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to come in the Sakana. It means that be'etzem, it's something that's permitted. So that's a heter, I guess. Many people go to company parties. I don't think if you refrain from drinking alcohol, that there's going to be eva. But maybe not attending a party is be eva. So even if, like Ramesha says, the party is mutter because mishum eva, it's mutter.
Now will you have to say if I'm driving?
If it's eva, you know, I don't know how much eva it is. You can't eat treifus, obviously, because of it. They're not mate averis because of eva. Only the chastas isurim. So I don't know. I think the worst, in practical terms, the worst thing to do when you go to a party is have them bring in an airline meal or something and wrap it for you. Because what happens, I don't know how often percentage-wise, so people will call me, they're at the party, and in the kitchen, they unwrapped it before they warmed it up. You know, they did something, they messed it up. So basically, the guys don't understand. You know, they ordered special for the firm Jews, they ordered meals, and now they're not eating it. Why not eating it? Because the guy, he opened it up and he warmed it up in the kitchen. You know, it seems to be common, and it makes an issue. So, I tell people, you can eat fruit that's not cut. He said, great, I'll order a plate of grapes. You know, what are you going to order? Most fruit comes cut. They don't bring you a plate an apple. You know. So it's a, you know, you can ask for a fruit platter, I guess, and eat just the grapes. I don't know. And anyway, this is the heter of the shach. Let's see Yad Ephraim Aleph. There's only one Yad Ephraim on the page. He quotes Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Ayin Yaivitz Chelubes and Mekuv Membez. Yishtias Kofi. Beisevi Kechavim Derech Harai. That's the stop at a coffee shop. You can turn the page. It's on the bottom left. Ain't less than Mishum Bishalakum. There's no Bishalakum on coffee. Avalishta is coffee with chocolate. Bikvah. The base of Ikechavim. But if you're traveling, you stop at a rest stop, that's okay. But to go and sit down in a chocolate shop, Bikvah, base of Ikechavim, Vadayasr. So he holds that the Isser is not only beer. But it includes things like coffee and chocolate, vine love, coffee, gimbal, shalavram, etc. Now, the Yavitz, that's the end of the Yavitz. The Yavitz holds that it's Aser. The Yad Ephraim is quoting other sources that are Mekel. Ayin Shal Shuz, Beis Yehuda, and Beir Eshek. Kofei Lahatar, coffee, Shein by Beir Eshek. Lahatar, coffee, Shein by Mishum Bishal, Elikichav. Because of Zayin Tamim, he writes seven reasons to be Mekel. The Einam I speak him. It's not good enough. Yekaratabish, Kasab Bichada, Shaina Ela, Shulcha Malachim, etc. But Lamaisa, there are at least some Paiskim, I shouldn't say Paiskim, at least Rabbi Yaakov Emden, who asks even in a coffee house or a coffee shop, drinking chocolate and coffee, because he holds that all Mashkim are included. He doesn't include a Coke, but he means Mashkim where people sit and socialize over. That's included. If you look in back, turn back to Pesachei Tshuva Aleph. He talks about it as well. Ayin Berheter Shal Rav Marit. Hashikol Vishoya Mekel B'Shechar. Who Adin Demutel Lishtas Coffee. That's not so good. He says, Misha Hoya Mekel B'Shechar. The Ramo is Mekel by other beers. He's Mekel by coffee. Doesn't sound so good because the Gro didn't paskin like that Ramo. The main reason that there's no bishalakum is not like the Chokhmah Sadeh brought, because the tefuah is bottled. Look at the sheikh shalem lo yoyel al shulchan malachim, because the habach lo yishay bechasnas kulahai lo yizamni alayu v'lekan krivadai te kulihai. Abu b'kofi einenu rayos shoyel al shulchan malachim umizamni alayu. So you have here again another shita, the part of Eiris, who's machmir, v'amishilas yavitz, mizeh, etc. So he also asers, he really asers because of bishalakum, he holds that the coffee is aser, which the minhag of the hechsherim today is not to be machmir. There are many mekilim on bishalakum by coffee. But lamaisa, you have the Rabbi Yaakov Emden, who answers, and the question as to whether it applies to the Shar Mashkim. Just want to do Siv Beis, the Siv Gimel, so just to cool it. Siv Beis, Malkish Yisrael, Noigim Kula, B'yan Shalav Yekechavim, Afashecha Aser. That's a very confusing Siv. Malkish Yisrael, Noigim Kula, B'yan Shalakum, afashecha asa. What in the world does that mean? So I would think it means yai mevushel. The Taz says, if you look in the Bakar, he means people who do averus, people who are mekel on yayin akum shaloi kedin. They're from yidden, but when it comes to yayin, they're mekel. So, afashecha, you shouldn't think we're going to make a gezerah by them. For what reason? They're mekel even on wine? No. If you look at Taz Gimel, afashechas, kasim rasha nirali, dafka b'makim shemekilin kama, dafka the place where they're mekel, so then, all shechar is asr. Avliin neshanasu, b'tzas m'kaimis, v'sein aram neheta gomor, mutl shechar b'rev kechamor, actually ishta b'beisai. Listen to this. He's saying the question is whether you can take a guy's beer to your home. Mikra did it's mutter. In a frum community, it's mutter. In a totally fry community, Marshall says it's also mutter. Because it doesn't help. We're going to make a gzeira on the shechar. It's not going to help to be machmir on beer. So he says beer devarav. Listen to this. Davka b'makim sheyaydim sheish isiyan shavek echavim. Rak shadaya baikula. In a community where they know there's an avera of yayin, but they're noyig to be meikul, sham asu chamim ekeira, shle yishta sham shechar, even in his own house. You shouldn't drink a guy's beer. Atu chamra, yargishu shle yekilu oid. It's a separate gezeira in people who are, you know, not too hot, not too cold, just right, somewhere in the middle. They're not from people. They're not totally from. They're mekel on yayin akum. They're not fry. They just feel this is something that's not so chomer. So if we're going to be mad at the beer, they'll say, oh, beer and wine, the same thing. If we're going to ask for the beer, so at least they'll come to understand that the wine is us. I mean, they'll listen on the beer. I'm a kavish shadai get het gomer. They swore him shein kanis a klal. They swore my other mumma. Lafish ki het gomer ubein ayam. Okay, the shab is a gezeira. Mutu sham shecha bein Yisrael. Bein neyavik echavim. Where chamis al nota haderech kafi divrei arashal alol ufarshim shemin yisrael aser uminavik chamishori bein amistaver. Right, so Mitzvah Beis is like a totally separate gezeira in places where they listen to us, but now they're more mekel by yayin shalavik echavim. So that's different. And today there are Jews today who buy wine in places they shouldn't, in places where is not a proper double simon or things that are, I don't know if that would be included. I mean, most of the kosher wines have a double simon on the bottle. And the wine has to have two simonim. So what we're saying on is the cork has a simon on it. We know they're not plain corks. They have corks that are names on it. And plus the tape that's on the tap, that's a double simon. There are some brands of wine that don't do that. Whether it's a regular cork, the tape is one simon, and then you're supposed to buy it in the box with the tape on the box also. People don't realize that they buy those types of wine in a regular Goyish wine store, which is really awesome. I don't know if that's called Noigin Heta Biyansha Vikachavim. They're really, it's really Yansha Yisrael, but they're not makvin on two simonim. I mean, they were matir. This is when the conservative kept some rules still. The early, in the 50s, they still kept the rules. Yeah, only if it's not Mavushal. I'm talking about that Mavushal. Yeah, Mavushal. All right, we continue with Mitzvah Hashem next week.